Traffic is heavy along Maryland's Rockville Pike outside Washington, D.C., but the look of this commercial zone has changed over the last 3 years. Many large and small stores, restaurants, and other retail establishments are gone. In their place are vacancies and signs advertising space for rent.
But last 2 years, you know, from big brand to little guys, are all, you know, I would say probably 20% of them are gone. I like the guy named Max. You know, he has a lot of extra.
Paul Pan owns this home furnishing store on Rockville Pike. While his showroom is full of merchandise, there are few customers these days. He says sales this year are down 30%. He and his wife had to lay off workers, reduce inventory, and stay open longer hours just to remain in business.
Just like any businessman, we need to kind of look at all the avenue to reduce our costs. You know, the number one, of course, is our rent, and I asked the landlord to help me out, and which they agreed.
Developers who own shopping centers have slashed rents in an effort to keep tenants, but finding new shop owners to fill empty space is increasingly difficult. This space next to Paul Pan's has been vacant for 3 years. Pan says when shoppers see empty storefronts, it reminds them of how tough the economic environment is, and they feel less inclined to buy. Pan doesn't see the trend changing anytime soon.
I wish I could give you the good answer. Well, yes, you know, tomorrow will be a better day, but I don't see, the thing is I think the whole change of consumer habit or the way we're buying is all changed already. So for us to, we're going to go back to the good old day, it's going to take years to rebuild.
Ellen Davis is with the National Retail Federation. She says smaller stores have been harder hit than larger retailers.
Right now, for the American shopper, it's all about low prices. And because small retailers often don't have the economies of scale to be able to order a lot of merchandise at once, they're not necessarily able to negotiate the best prices or offer the best deals to their shoppers.
Updated, but actually I'm going to lower the price a little bit.
Small store owners like Paul Pan have begun to slash prices, but for him and others that means making little or no profit. He also says he can't get a business loan from the bank.
I want to put more money into advertisement to bring more customers in. I want to put money to bring into my more merchandise, to give it to the customer more choices. You know, all that, I know how to do it. But however, I don't have the resources in terms of the capital.
The effort is appreciated.
President Obama, after a meeting with bankers whose firms received government bailouts, said the bank should help the economy by lending more.
And so I urged these institutions here today to go back and take a third and fourth look about how they are operating when it comes to small business and medium-sized business lending.
You see that?
Paul Pan says if he can make it through the first two quarters of 2010, he might be able to survive through some of the hardest times retailers have ever faced. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Rockville, Maryland.